Welcome to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. For the next hour, you'll hear proven methods for how to live the multiple income streams dream. Ryan is passionate about helping others discover their gifts and start their own business. He's published 5 books, and his courses and group coaching programs have changed the lives of thousands of students all over the world. Ryan's books include Private Label, The Easy Way, Finding Your Grace Place, and his latest, Streams of Income. And now, here's your host, Ryan Rieger.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. So I'm recording this just a few days after Christmas, a couple days before New Year's Day. I hope everybody is having an awesome holiday season. We're having a great time. Callan is 3 years old, and man, for those of you that have kids, you know how fun it is at this stage. He was so excited to open up all his presents. It was just fun seeing the excitement for him, and it's made Christmas such a joy for us. My parents are here. My brother, they're visiting from Indiana, and I'm actually going to have my dad on, and we interview him here in a little bit. To talk about, to add some value to this conversation for today's episode, which is called What Are You Expecting? So I woke up today, I'm going to tell you a quick story here in a minute about Callan too, but I woke up today to a post on, we have our neighborhood belongs to Nextdoor. It's like Facebook for neighborhoods. And there was a post on there called New Year's, New Tears. And I didn't read the full thing, but it was a gentleman who just had a very rough 2020 and was just talking about how, you know, how 2021 is looking to be, you know, worse for him. And it just got me to thinking about what are you expecting for 2021? Yes, I understand 2020 has been quite the challenge for many people. And for some of you, this has been the roughest year of your entire life. But what are you expecting? What are you hoping for in 2020 or 2021? And I don't mean hope and like, oh, I just hope this happens. I hope it's better. I can't do anything about it. I believe there are some things you can do about it. And we'll talk about that. And I'll have a discussion with my dad here because he has gone through some very rough things in his life health-wise. And yet he always seems so positive. I know he has his days where he gets down. But when you talk to him, he's just always happy, always full of joy. And we're going to talk to him about his secret for that, because that is, you know, in business, you have to have a right mindset. If you go into business thinking you can't do it, well, it's not going to work for you. Entrepreneurship is exciting, but it sometimes is such like a roller coaster. You have some high highs and some low lows. And what do you do in those times when you feel like you're in a low period? Maybe sales aren't coming through like you want them to. What are you doing during those times to look forward to the next high? And how are you just going through those days? It can be rough at times, guys. And you understand, as an entrepreneur, it's not always happy, happy, happy. But how do you have that joy inside of you and that motivation to keep going, even when it's not so happy, 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 and you're not seeing all those sales come? So we'll get into that with my dad. I think this will really bless you. But first, I want to tell a story. And I know I've talked about before how God sees the little things. And for those of you that are thinking, man, your last few podcast episodes have been more spiritual. Well, you know what? I really feel like that's what I need to do right now for these episodes. I pray about every episode to bring what I should be bringing to you. And I understand if not every episode is going to be, you know, your favorite one. I can't please everybody for sure. I just got to go with my gut, and what I feel in my heart is the direction for each episode. And yes, I'm going to definitely get back to talking more just straight business stuff, how to sell on Amazon, how to make money online for sure. That's the title of this podcast. And I want to teach you how to create multiple streams of income. But if you listen to the last few episodes, they tie very closely to that, because you have to have the right mindset. If you are just negative all the time, or you allow the negative circumstances to seep into your business, it's going to affect it. And so these things are tied to streams of income. And so I know they're different, and we're going to have guests back on for sure to talk about their business. I have an awesome interview with Neil Stevens coming up. I've actually already recorded it. He's in the UK. He's doing some incredible things over in the UK with his business. So I'm excited to bring those episodes to you as well. But for first, a real quick story about Callan. Just about 10 days ago or so, we were doing some Christmas shopping. We were in Target, and he complained about not wanting to walk. He said his knee hurt. We didn't know what happened. We thought maybe he was just, he's three, so who knows if his knee really hurts, you know. But we kept trying to put him down to walk. We even went to the toy aisle, which he absolutely loves, and he would not get down to walk because he complained of his knee. And I said, there's something wrong there for sure if a three-year-old doesn't want to walk around the toy aisle. So we believed him at that point that his knee was hurting. But he wasn't complaining when he wasn't walking. So it wasn't serious, but just it was concerning. So Malene called the pediatrician right then and there, got us an immediate appointment in, thank God. And so we were driving to the pediatrician, which is just a mile or so away from where we were. And in the waiting room, I laid my hands on his knee and I commanded it to be right. Had no idea what was going on with his knee, but right then, when I had my hand on his knee and I was praying, I felt a vibration in his leg. And then I set him back down to walk. I thought, is that what I felt like it was? You know, did that really happen? So I set him down in the waiting room and he started walking and he wasn't complaining. I'm like, okay, well, he might be okay. But Malene was in the bathroom actually when that happened. And so they called us back to the room. The nurse's practitioner had him walk all over that room, jumping up and down, and he was not complaining at all. And so when we got right after that, I didn't have a chance to tell Malene what happened until right after the appointment. And she said, well, why couldn't you prayed for him before we even got to the doctor? Would have saved us $100. But that was so cool. That was the doctor, nurse practitioner said he possibly could have just... his kneecap could have got out of place and found its way back in because that does happen. But I attribute it to the Lord. I felt that vibration, and I believe the Lord healed Callan's knee that day. And that's a little thing. I know it's nothing major. I know many people, you guys are going through some major, major things. But I tell you that story, and that encouraged me because God cares about my three-year-old's knee. And, you know, that is so little compared to some of the things that we're going through, some of the things that are going on in the world. But God sees it. He cares for you. He cares about you, your family, your business. If it bothers you, if it matters to you, it matters to him. And there's an email I sent out several weeks ago, to this effect, talking about God cares about you. He cares about the little things in your life. If he can heal my son's kneecap and put it in the right place, he can take care of what you're going through today, whether that be financial, physical, spiritual, emotional, anything. Bring it to him today. He cares for you. And guys, over this last week, I have loved some of the feedback that some of you have given me regarding my podcast and regarding how it's blessed you. I need that encouragement because sometimes it feels like I'm just speaking to a brick wall because it's not like I'm out in front on stage. I know I am on stage, but it's virtual. I'm not seeing people's faces. I don't get that feedback. And I know some of you have listened for a while and not sent me an email, and that's totally cool. You don't have to, but for those of you that have and said that you've enjoyed this, that is fuel for me. Not that I'm going to quit doing this. I'm not going to quit, but it's fuel to keep going for sure. It just gets me fired up to keep going. It gets me excited to keep going. Not that I'm not excited already, but it really helps to get feedback from folks that saying that these episodes have blessed them and given them encouragement during some of these tough times. So thank you for that. I wanted to just talk real quickly before I get to the interview with my dad. about what are you expecting, and his, our conversation will be along those same lines. But what are you expecting for 2021? Are you expecting it to be better, the same, worse than 2020? Surely it has to be better, right? I mean, but no matter what's going on in the world, my faith, my mind is anchored to the Word of God. And that has been the secret of my success. And I want to share one quick scripture with you before bringing on the interview with my dad. Is Jeremiah 29:11. I love this verse. It's one of my favorites. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So I love that verse. It means a lot to me. I look at it often. I rehearse it often. I keep it in the forefront because God has great plans for me. And you know what? He has great plans for you too. So just walk in those plans. I encourage you to walk in those plans. I encourage you to find out what those plans are. Grab my book. Again, Finding Your Grace Place. I've had a few people email me this week saying that they've read this book. They prayed the prayer, which, man, that is by far the best thing I could have ever read. Best Christmas gift ever. And so Finding Your Grace Place, it'll be on streamsofincomeradio.com episode. This is episode 73, streamsofincomeradio.com. And you'll be able to get that book. Also, of course, my book, Streams of Income. I want to teach you how to create multiple streams of income. I believe more than ever, it's important to get out of debt, to be able to give to those causes that you care about. So grab those, streamsofincomeradio.com. And here is my interview and my conversation, actually, with my dad. All right, Dad, welcome back to Streams of Income Radio. This time it's in person.
Yes, it is, Ryan.
So, guys, as I said in the intro, Mom and Dad and my brother are here visiting from Indiana, and they're here for Christmas, and it's always fun to have them here. I know that they're really here for Callan, but that's okay because he's much cuter. But so, Dad, in the first intro, I was talking about just how 2020 was rough for a lot of people, and probably one of the roughest years of many people's lives. I'm getting emails from folks that say they're just really struggling. Of course, we know people who are going through some crazy stuff right now. And 2021, a new year always brings in new excitement, a new hope for something better. And so I wanted to get your take on just staying positive, because you were on another episode and we didn't go much into some of the things you deal with, and we don't have to either here, but obviously, you know, you've had some health issues, and it seems like you're always up. And I know that that's not the case. I'm sure you're human. You have days when you feel down and depressed, but I get emails all the time from people who are just, they're going through some tough stuff and they need help. So how do you stay positive, and what are you thinking like next year? How do you go from something that was so rough last year to next year and have that positivity?
I think, Ryan, for me, it was back in 1968, mm-hmm. I accepted Christ as my personal savior. And that was the beginning of an adventure. Of a learning. Mm-hmm. I found out early that reading your Bible, mm-hmm. and getting that into my heart and into my spirit, mm-hmm. that was of utmost importance. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had a little New Testament that I would take with me everywhere I went. And I would start underlining verses. Mm-hmm. So that was the foundation of what I didn't know that was going to happen, mm-hmm. You know, in my life years later. But the foundation is of anyone, that the greatest thing a person can do is to realize that life is not always easy. Mm-mm. And that you can't always deal with something by yourself. It was never made. God never intended that. He intended for us to believe in him, believe that He's the one that places here in this life, mm-hmm. and that we are not here by accident.
Yeah.
That we have a mission mm-hmm. to complete.
That's right.
And that and then that during those times, you will have times when you will feel like, what is going on? Nothing is going right.
Right.
You know, and there's a tendency sometimes for people to get discouraged.
Oh, sure.
And then we know that the enemy's, that's his tactic is mm-hmm. fear and discouragement. Mm-hmm. So, but then I also learned that there's verses that deal with that mm-hmm. in the Bible. Mm-hmm. He does not want his children to live in fear, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want us to be discouraged. But because we live in a fallen world, mm-hmm. and that you're going to have temptations mm-hmm. in this life, but then you build a relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that is my probably the greatest thing a person can do in this life. Mm-hmm. Find out why you're here and to build on that. But getting back to your question.
No, that's good. You've answered it, but keep going.
Okay. Being positive. You're not always going to be positive. You know, you learn that, but you don't want to, I don't want to project a negativity on people. So mm-hmm. I've learned to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Again, my relationship with the Lord is of utmost, it's the greatest thing that I have ever done mm-hmm. and the greatest thing that anybody else could do.
Second was having me.
Second was that?
No, probably second. Marrying mom would be up there, right?
Yeah. Well, that's another great story, but that wasn't a question that you had asked me.
Is there, I know you do a lot of praising and you've, so guys, he, when I was younger, he and I would actually, it was mostly him, but, churches would actually book him to come and sing because he has a beautiful singing voice. And I remember being 5, 6, 7 years old and getting up on stage and helping him with a certain song. Usually the one song we'd sing together is He's Alive by Don Francisco. It's an awesome song about the resurrection and just the events surrounding the resurrection of Jesus. Yeah. But you've not lost that desire to praise and worship. And that's something you do a lot still, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not in front of a church.
I may not have my voice like I did and may not be as clear.
But what has praise done for you? Just turning on I know you'll be on your computer, pop open YouTube and listen to worship music, or you'll just sing from your heart.
Well, it says that he inhabits the praises of his people mm-hmm. and praise of his utmost importance. And like I said before, being a Christian is a journey. Mm-hmm. It is you don't get to where you would want to be or where God wants you to be overnight. It's a relationship.
That's right.
And it's the greatest relationship.
Mm. Are there some scriptures that really, when you're feeling down, that really lift you up?
Well, one of them I think about is that I can do all things through Christ mm-hmm. who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. That has been a go-to scripture for me. It's just that I will walk before the Lord mm-hmm. in the land of living. And obviously there's challenges that I have now, but it is, you know, I think that being a Christian, you have a advantage in this life. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think I know. No, it's not that I think that I know that he says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So any people out there watching today that can relate to this, you will understand that you will have challenges. You will have disappointments in life, but you take that word of God and you start speaking out of your mouth, and you'll watch and you'll see things change in your own life.
Yeah,
because it's real.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people talk about meditating on the word of God, and that's not something I've talked a whole lot about on my podcast. Obviously this podcast is mostly about how to make money online. And the last few episodes I've been going kind of below that to the foundation of knowing who you're called to be, following God's plan for you. This one, you know, is about being positive and looking forward to 2021, because I think you have to have your mindset right. And I believe that if you're constantly looking at the news, you're actually meditating. And I don't mean meditating in a new agey weird way. You're sitting in the corner with your eyes closed. I mean, I guess it can be, and on a, you know, a lot of people have their devotional time and it's quiet time. And I mean, if you're watching the news all the time, you're replaying those things in your mind. You're meditating on the negative.
And you are absorbing that. Right.
And there's nothing wrong with in my opinion, nothing wrong with knowing what's going on in the world. I mean, you can just read the headlines at the bottom and okay, you're good. You don't need to, it just replays over and over and over again.
It does.
And you're just watching the same negative stuff. Watch it for 5 minutes and be done, or get it quickly online and be done. But what's, when we talk about meditating on the word, it's not enough just to read it once and that's it. What does that mean to you when we say meditating on the word?
You have to, you read it and you, it's like, see, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them depart and let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life and they are medicine to all your flesh.
That's something you memorized.
Yes. Yeah. But going back to what Ryan said, that when you hear the news over and over again, you are taking that in, and it most of it is fear-based.
That's how they make the money.
Yeah.
They want to keep people in.
So many people have died today over the corona. So you learn, don't listen to that. If you want to change your life, you let God change your life, and you begin to read God's word and to have a relationship. You know, it's the most exciting, you know, because you win.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
Yeah. So practically, I like to make things practical for people. Like, what can you do? So, if they're fearful about their finances, you know, COVID has really made a big deal to small businesses. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, a lot of people in my community, they're selling online and their businesses have actually increased. Mm-hmm. But I know that some of them are working a regular job and they've lost their jobs. So there's a tendency, especially as a man, to be fearful about providing for your family. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in that position or any position that you're fearful about something, find a scripture in God's word that deals with that and read it over and over again. Have the Bible app on your phone and you're standing in line somewhere, you pull that up and you just rehearse that. If you feel like, okay, I'm good now, but then 20 minutes later, that fear comes back up, go back to that word and rehearse that in your mind and your heart. Get that down into your heart.
Yeah. You know, what we're saying here, it actually works. It actually works because it's God's word, and he stands behind his word, and God's word will change your circumstance.
It
will change you, and
absolutely,
you will see things happen because you've let God into your heart. And some of this, like you say, you know, it takes time, but you learn and you know because in the past you've seen it work and it'll work again.
So these are business owners that are listening, and I know there's some of them that are probably frustrated with the last few episodes. It's been more spiritual. This is the direction I felt led to go. And definitely we'll get back to talking more totally. You know, there's be episodes that just about selling online and making money online. Recording a podcast episode. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Okay. Say bye-bye. Yeah, we're recording an episode. So, folks that are making money, selling online, what are some practical things we talked about now? I think these are our practical things, having your mind in the word, being, staying positive, staying away from the negative. Any encouragement you can give business owners based on what we've talked about, or anything that comes to your heart about people who are trying to be an entrepreneur in these days?
I think that if you're already an entrepreneur, that and the Lord lays on your heart to give to, giving is very important. Mm-hmm. To missions and to organizations and things. I don't know, I haven't got to that level, but I do know that whenever we have been, my wife and I have been prompted to give, mm-hmm. that there's always been a blessing, mm-hmm. because we were obedient,
yeah.
To give. So I would say, as a business owner, don't be afraid, trust God, lean not on your own understandings, but in all your ways, let him direct your paths. Mm. Is very important.
Yes.
And don't make quick decisions. Let the Lord do you guide you. And like I said, there's people here that are listening to this that are believers, and there's some not, and there may be some just I'm not sure about all of this, but it's true. God works. He loves you. And that's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. We were never made to be alone. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's the most exciting life, the most fruitful life. And you'll just, the doors and opportunities that will open up for you because you want to know him and serve him.
Wow. I can't say it better than better than that. So we'll end it there. Guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully you have a happy new year, a blessed 2021. I pray for you. I pray blessings over your family, your business, whatever you're going through. If you have questions, you have a prayer request, I read all my emails. Feel free to email me, ryan@ryanrieger.com. Make sure you get a copy of my book, Finding Your Grace Place and Streams of Income. If you just go to streamsofincomeradio.com, this is episode 73. Love to get that to you totally free. Love you guys. Appreciate you listening. Dad, thanks for being on with me.
You've been listening to Streams of Income with self-help author Ryan Rieger. From right here in the Dallas Metroplex, Ryan teaches several entrepreneurial courses and group coaching programs to students all over the world. Be sure to listen next week at the same time for Streams of Income with Ryan Rieger.